You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Let's go to Kyle in Florida now. And coming up at 2 p.m., by the way, will be Mike Pettine's full interview with the media. Today we'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, approximately 26 minutes of Pettine goodness. Kyle, what's up?
Nate, Matt, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Good, bro. Thank you, man.
How you doing?
No problem. Listen, I got a question on the quarterback position. Earlier, I looked at the latest mock, and they got them trading up for the number 10th pick to Tennessee for Mariota. I think that's kind of crazy, man. I mean, I wouldn't really want to give up on Johnny Manziel. He only has 7.5 quarters of football, and I think the man's changed, you know. He spent three extra hours yesterday in the gym, and I find that very impressive. And I think Johnny Manziel will turn things around this year. What do you guys think?
I definitely find it encouraging as well. I do not want the Browns to trade up and mortgage their future so greatly for another quarterback who is not a sure thing. He's still a guy coming from a spread read system. He's not necessarily a pro-style quarterback. I think he's got a lot to develop, and I'm with you. Let's see what you have in Johnny. Let's see if he come back and if he's a different guy and he can capitalize on the talent that caused the Browns and other teams in the NFL to evaluate him as a first-round talent.
I concur. I think, you know, I want to see more of Johnny Manziel because what we're hearing right now, not from Johnny, but from his teammates and his peers inside this organization, is nothing but good. I know it's been 48 hours. I'm not overreacting on anything. I want to see him on the practice field. I want to see, you know, his work habits being talked about by his teammates. And again, as he said in his statement, his actions, not his words. That's the one thing I'm hanging my hat on. And as you said, I'm not ready to make Marcus Mariota my franchise quarterback. That's going all in on one guy, and I'm not sold on him for a multitude of reasons.
And I totally agree with that. And again, Johnny Manziel is the quickest path to success if he works out, because you've got everybody else that you're bringing in, all the talent. They've upgraded the starting lineup from last year already. Now you're going to add in 10 players in this draft, two first-rounders, three of the first 43 picks in the league. You have an opportunity to really do something. I think that is going to be a very exciting part of this, and that's what I'm excited to see the most. I don't believe in mortgaging multiple picks, trading up for Marcus Mariota. Now, if you want to say, does Winston fall to 6 or Winston starts falling in the draft, would I make a move to get him? Yes, I would, but not for Mariota.
Or in years past, yeah, if I have an Andrew Luck who's an absolute home run, you know, or if so many people next year say Connor Cook, Cardale Jones, you know, Christian Hackenberg from Penn State will be by far and away the top of the class, and in some cases create their own tier of top 10 or 12 picks. Yes, and also too, there's not a majority out on Marcus Mariota. That's the one thing that concerns me, because for the longest time Winston was the majority number one, and even that has changed. Now he may drop, and Marcus Mariota may rise, but there's still no majority, you know. And I think that, you know, Ray Farmer is doing everything he can, evaluating multiple scouts' analysis on how they feel about these guys and throwing them all, and the analytics will spit out if he's your guy or not.
And listen, hopefully at the end of the day, we have that quarterback right here on this roster. Maybe you draft one later on to bring in more competition. That's what it's about. But again, mortgaging the future. Not what the Browns need to do at this point. They need to continue to build this team, and I think they're going to be able to do that via this draft. 216-578-0850.
Yep.
Mike Pettine coming up soon here. 2 o'clock, he will kick off the second hour. People want to see the perfect Monday night game is the Jets-Browns 45th anniversary game since Jay Montoni says that.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. I wouldn't mind seeing Jets. But, I mean, it would have been better if it was still Rex Ryan's Jets.
Yeah.
Than
but
the Browns.
I mean, it might be good for the Browns to showcase the whooping we will give to the Jets, you know,
right,
in prime time. That's about it.
That's right. The prime
can't
time,
say the yeah. Rating's going to be extremely high, even though, you know, you grab the New York market.
One teaser I'll give, since we were talking about Marcus Mariota, and this is funny to me. He was asked, Mike Pettine, and we'll hear this in his press conference. We're going to air it too. He was asked if the Browns would be open to trading up for Mariota, and apparently he had a Cheshire Cat grin on his face and said, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Great answer.
With the shrug of the shoulders, I'm sure.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? Sure.
Sure.
I'd be open to it.
And
at this point, with 2 picks, you have to be open to anything.
That's right.
You really do. Other than trading up for a running back, selecting one in the first round, or extending him for any significant amount of money, right?
With what?
Are those your rules around running backs?
Running backs, not in the first round.
Never trade up to get one.
Never trade up.
Never sign him to a second huge deal.
Right.
Okay.
That's it. Those are my three rules. Those are my three rules for running backs. I don't know how well those are going to be. They'll be tested this year with Todd Gurley and Melvin Gordon. See if
they
either one of those guys
right in the wheelhouse
end up
for 19.
Going in the first round. Yeah, we'll see that. I don't think the Browns need a running back.
I don't either.
Yeah, Crow West.
I agree.
Cheap, young, two cheap young running backs that are here for three more years. Let's go.
Yeah.
Feed them the rock. Let them compete. Let them knock it out, and we'll see what happens there. At Grillmaster AC says, that, so next year teams will no doubt trade you Jones, Cook, Hackenberg, all who would be picked after Mariota. No, I don't know if they're going to trade. I'm not worried about that. You need a you want to get a quarterback. That's what you need to do. But at the same point, I don't want to – I'm not focused on mortgaging, you know, multiple picks across multiple seasons, multiple first-rounders this year, plus one next year to go get Mariota. I think that's too steep of a price to pay.
Yeah, so in some cases, as I've made the point before, you look at – where the Bengals have chosen Andy Dalton, where the Steelers grabbed Ben Roethlisberger, where the Ravens grabbed Joe Flacco. Their scouting staff evaluated the quarterback prospects in that draft to the best of their ability, and those players fell for outside the top five, outside the top ten, and appropriately ended up right on their lap. They had the you-know-what to select them, with Roethlisberger not all that sexy coming out of Miami of Ohio. Joe Flacco, not all that sexy coming out of Delaware, you know, or even Andy Dalton, you know, played at a high level at TCU, but TCU wasn't the program that it is now, and you take him early second round, but you make them your franchise quarterbacks. So you had the you-know-whats to pick him, regardless of what people said, and it works out in your favor.
Well, that's what Johnny Manziel hopefully will
correct
become. We don't know. We don't know. Bobby and Amherst, welcome to CBD.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, Bobby.
Good. Quick question for you. The NFL scheduled party tonight, the draft party, the draft release.
Yes.
I mean, not draft, I'm sorry, schedule.
Yes.
Which do you think more Northeast Ohio fans are going to be interested in, that or watching the Indians game tonight?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask or the Cavs playoff game. But
or the Cavs playoff game. Good question.
No, Cavs playoff game number one.
Schedule release
two,
number two.
Indians
number three.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's what I would expect. All right, that'll do it for hour number one. When we come back, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, addressed the media today here in Berea. We'll hear his entire press conference right after this.